You are tuned in to Kids in the Pit.
Hey guys, it's Gabe from the Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by Peter Escoval from the band Xtal, all the way from Norway. Thanks for joining.
Hey.
So for me, it's 11 a.m., but it's 5 p.m. there, right?
Yep, that's right. 5 in the afternoon.
So wait, so 17, right? Because.
Yep.
Okay, because in Norway, it's like different. And also yep. Most countries that, I'm pretty sure all countries that aren't the U.S.
Yeah, you guys are weird.
Yep, very. And we don't use centimeters. We use inches and feet and miles and Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Yeah, U.S. is weird. So what do you do in the band Xtal?
I'm the singer. So nice. Singing and screaming, yeah.
Cool. So how long has Xtal been a band?
Oh, that's many, many years. We started back in 1993, 94.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I don't know, 200 years? Is that what it is? No, well, many years.
Like 30?
Yeah, like 30.
Wait, I think it's 300. So 3,000.
Yeah, something like that.
So where did Xtal start, and do you all still live there?
We started in our hometown. It's a small place just outside of Oslo. It's called Bærum. We don't live there, any of us, anymore, but we live really close by, like in the Oslo area. So, you know, the Oslo area is not that big, so it takes like... I don't know, from my place to where I used to live is like 30 minutes drive. So it's literally there. Yeah.
Cool. I was just in Norway a week and a half ago or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. I went to, we flew out of JFK and we had a six, JFK, New York City. We had a 6-hour layover in London and we had to transfer from London Gatwick to London Luton, and then we flew out of Luton to Prague, and we had a day and a half there. Then we went to Budapest, and we had a day and a half there. And then we went back to London because we had another 20-hour layover. Then originally we had a 6-hour layover in Norway, but we extended it to 3 days. Yes. For about like
nice.
I think it was 119 like each person, and then we just went there to home.
Nice. Did you enjoy it?
Definitely, it was very fun.
Well, did you see any shows in Prague and where was the other place? Bucharest?
Budapest.
Yeah. You went to any shows? Yeah.
Do you know the band Counterparts?
Yeah.
So they were on tour with Kublai Khan, Paleface Swiss, and Dying Wish. And they played a lot of places, but we went to Prague and the day after Budapest.
Nice.
Yeah.
So did you go to Europe, all the way to Europe to see those bands, or was there anything else you did?
Yes, but no. So we went because of it, because we wanted to follow a band somewhere in Europe. But we also went just like to see Europe.
Right.
Yeah, it was just a bonus to see shows, in my opinion.
Yeah, nice. So did you eat any weird Norwegian food when you were in Norway?
Yes, I ate reindeer.
Nice.
I also went to a Mexican place, and that was good.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a churro before, and my first one might have been in Norway.
Okay, nice.
But
did you like the reindeer? Have you tried it before?
No, but the reindeer was amazing.
Cool. And brown cheese, I mean we're famous for the brown cheese. Did you try it or
Brown
not?
cheese? No, I haven't tried
Yeah.
that.
Okay, next time.
It doesn't taste like blue cheese, right?
Nope.
Good, because
Tastes very different.
I hate blue cheese so much. Like,
Cool.
I can't do it. I can't eat it. So for
Yeah, I couldn't either when I was a kid, but now I love it.
Yeah. So for those wanting to check out XTAL, what songs do you recommend they listen to first?
Oh wow. That's a really tough one because I mean XTAL, we've done so many different kind of styles. So like the first couple of albums was really, you know, melodic, progressive death metal. And then the third album is more like technical thrash. And then the fourth album is more like, you know, a rock approach to it. It's much more melodic, a lot of more
Oh.
clean singing. So I mean, yeah, it's very, very different. So it depends kind of what you like. But maybe in my opinion, go check out the latest album we did, because that's sort of like to me a wrap up of everything we did before that. So there was like sort of like a comeback album or whatever that we did in 2013. So yeah, maybe check that one out. The song called Betrayal, I like it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. So I'll see XTAL at Furnace, so I'll definitely check it out so I can learn that song and see your set.
Yeah, do
Anyone
it.
going to Furnace Fest, go to their set because
Yeah.
it's gonna be fun. So I looked up the meaning of XTAL, and it means to praise in Latin, right? Okay. I know you are a Christian band, so that's a really good name. So, have you played shows with Norwegian black metal bands, or would that just be weird?
No, I mean that's not weird at all. I mean we just wanted to play with anyone who wants to play with us.
Yeah.
And I mean but back in the days it was a little bit different because you know in the 90s and yeah, I guess early 2000s the scenes were very divided. So I mean if you were Christian you sort of had your scene and if you were you know in black metal you had your scene. And but we were always you know just wanted to you know combine them and play with whomever, but a lot of the black metal bands they didn't want to play with us
Yeah.
because they said that metal is for not for Christians. So but we played with some yeah well, a lot of different bands over the years. Yeah. So no, to us not weird at all. To others, yeah. So, other people thought it was weird.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are Christian metal bands. There's probably Muslim metal bands. There's ton more religions that for some reason I can't think of off the top of my head. But what was the first punk, hardcore, or metal show you attended, and how old were you?
I guess it was a Swedish band called Jerusalem. It's not really metal, but it was like hard rock. It was a band that got me into metal back in the days. I think I was maybe 14 years old or something like that. That was
Oh,
like my
nice.
first show. Yeah. But when I heard them the first time, I think I was like 9, 10 years old, maybe something like that, 8, 9, 10. And I saw this cassette my father had left on the kitchen counter. So one early morning, a Saturday morning, he had some friends over for a party, and then I woke up early and saw this cassette, and I was like, it was a picture of this you know sweaty rocker, and I thought, oh, this looks cool, and put it on, and it was yeah, this band Jerusalem, and it was really awesome. So that was, I guess, sort of my first meeting with hard music.
Cool. I got into punk rock at 9.
Nice.
My first band I liked was Bad Religion. So,
Cool.
yeah.
Nice.
So, what are some bands you suggest people go see live?
Dude, I think you are the one. It seems like you are a much better guy to ask because I haven't been to any live shows in a long, long, long time. So you tell me, what are some good metal bands to watch these days?
So, do you want metal, hardcore, or like punk rock?
I
One of
want
each.
metal. I
Okay.
want. Oh yeah, one of each is good. One of each is good. Yeah.
Okay. So, metal. Counterparts of Dying Wish, they're like metalcore. Hardcore would probably be. I really like the Gorilla Biscuits. If you want more screamy vocals, I'd say maybe Sick of It All.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, if you want like really heavy hardcore, choose, I would say, Hatebreed. And for punk rock, Bad Religion, The Descendants. Just if you have kids, make sure you check some of the lyrics before showing them a song, because they're not the best lyrics. Yeah, it's pretty much.
Cool. I saw you had an interview with one of the guys from Converge.
Yeah.
Have you seen them live?
No, I haven't.
I saw them some years ago, and that was insane. That was really, really insane. They're, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. I saw Kaven though, his other band.
Yep.
I saw them in Richmond, Virginia.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. So, what is your favorite place in my country that you've played a show in?
Oh, you're asking so tough questions. 'Cause I mean we toured a lot in the States. I'm you're on the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it could be
So
anywhere in the US.
yeah, 'cause I think some of my favorite shows was probably on the West Coast, or down south, like in Texas and stuff like that.
Cool.
I remember when you say Richmond, I remember a show we did in Richmond, but also a show we did in a place called Myrtle Beach. I'm
Oh,
not really
yeah.
sure whether
That's in
that's
South Carolina.
South Carolina, right. That's a long time ago. No, I think some of the like the California gigs we did is probably some of my favorite shows.
Yeah, California is a good scene.
The
I
Chain
haven't.
Reaction in LA is a really good venue.
Okay. I haven't been to California yet, but I want to go sometime because it's cool. It just like beaches and sun and big
Yeah.
cities with
Are you in New Jersey or what?
Delaware. We do border New Jersey though, but not by
Right.
water. There's a little river that separates us. So, what is your favorite type of American food?
Barbecue, like a proper
Nice.
brisket.
Yeah.
Proper brisket, that's like, yeah, my
Yeah.
favorite.
I really like barbecue stuff. It's just good, in my opinion. So, what is your favorite American movie and TV show?
At the moment, I need to say Succession because it's just so much fun.
I haven't heard of it.
It's a really, really good TV show. It's
Cool.
yeah. Movies. I mean, you obviously have all the classics, but yeah. No, I actually see more a lot more TV shows than I see in movies these days. So
Yeah,
yeah.
same.
Succession is my answer. My final answer is Succession.
Cool. I just me and my mom just saw the new Evil Dead at the movie theater, Evil Dead Rise, and it was great. It was so bloody.
Yeah. Okay,
I loved it
I
so much. It was the best. Like,
guess I have to see it.
it was brutal. You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it
Yeah.
if you can. I don't know if it's in, where are there movie theaters in Norway?
A
Okay,
lot of them.
well, yeah, you should. If it's in a theater in Norway, in near you, go, you gotta go to it. Everyone
I'll
watch
do it.
it too. If you're into horror, watch it now. Get off this podcast. Go to a movie theater. No, I'm kidding. But you gotta watch it, everyone. It's amazing. So if you had to add an animal's face on your body, everything else remaining the same, which animal would you choose? It's a very weird question.
it's a fun question though. Can I say like a fictional animal?
Sure.
Because then it would be a dragon's face. But I mean, but still with my normal body.
Yeah.
Oh no, then I couldn't fly. Well, anyway, I'll be a dragon.
Okay. Yeah, it works. So, if you could tell yourself, if you could tell your 11-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell him?
My 11-year-old self, I would say that don't take life too seriously. Just go have fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, anything to add before we wrap it up?
Not really. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, yeah, this is you're a really cool guy. And I've heard a little bit on their podcast and just seen a little bit. I hope you enjoy what you do. Do what you think is fun. And for anyone who listens, go check out Extol.
Yep. Okay. Can you say something in Norwegian?
Sure. Tusen takk for meg. Det var veldig hyggelig å være her.
What does that mean?
You don't know that. You don't know what it means.
Nope.
It means thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Okay. Well, thanks to Peter for joining me today. And thanks to all of you for watching or listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel or follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week, bye!